The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for a very special edition of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining us today. The executive director of Kaneko, Stefan Groat, is with me. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Mike. Thanks again for having me.
The Kaneko, if you could very briefly remind people what the Kaneko is.
Right. So Kaneko is a creative exploration center that masquerades as a contemporary art museum. That is our public-facing, everyday experience. When people are walking in without any kind of programming happening, they see art on the walls, they see sculptures on the floors, they see interesting innovations that are happening in every room. But we have creative programming in education, lectures, all types. If it's creative, then we do it.
Dance, music, there's acting, there's presentations, literally covers the gambit from A to Z.
Film screenings, medical innovations, you name it.
Now, obviously, with the pandemic, things had to shut down, and usually you have a soiree. Hundreds of people show up, and that's not functional this year. So tell me, how are you going to overcome that?
Well, we have been closed since the springtime, just like everybody else has been. We have been condensing what we could salvage from the last couple of seasons, putting it into something new. We have 65,000 square feet of space. We are currently filling that with beautiful artwork. We have a community project called tessellation.org that thousands of people have contributed to so far. And we are filling our space with beauty, but we are then going to invite the public to come to a new kind of soiree. So soiree used to be one night. It was our big gala. And this time we, of course, want to be as safe as we possibly can be. And so we are splitting up what would normally be 500 or 600 people into many small gatherings of 10 people. We have one where is the entire building is going to have maybe 50 people. Our capacity is somewhere over 1,000. And we want to just give everybody a special experience. We want to make something that is going to be accessible to everybody. Some are going to be small dinners where you can meet the artists who are going to be doing their installations. Others are going to be performances by some of the dancers and singers that you mentioned earlier. TBD Dance Collective, who normally does a dance performance 3-4 times a year for us, is going to be doing a performance along with a gallery opening and a dinner. So we're going to be kind of combining the best of everything that we do at Kaneko into many small experiences for lots of people to enjoy. And it happens throughout an entire season from September through November. That way, if we find that this becomes particularly popular, if performances get sold out for that small 10-20 person event, we will replicate it and we'll offer that maybe 2-3 weeks later.
So for those that are just hearing about this right now, tickets obviously very rare because there is a very limited number of people allowed to attend. How does one acquire entry to this?
So people can go to our website at thekaneko.org. It's thekaneko.org. And there's links all over the place to be able to find it. You can sign up for our newsletter on there and find out when there are updates for events that we're going to be replicating. Some of these events, because they are specific to, say, performers or for people who are going to be special guests who are traveling in from out of town, very safely, of course. These artists may only be in town for a couple of weeks, and so those opportunities will be limited. But if we can, we will provide as many special experiences as we possibly can.
Well, I'm just looking over here. A party at the Botrus?
That's right. So that is going to be a wonderful event where we're going to create as lively of an event as we possibly can with a small group of people, have several of those, and there will be a DJ. We always have delicious food. We partner with some of the best chefs in town. We get great drinks mixers, and we are going to make it so that this feels like a great time out, but be as safe and as conscious of all of that as possible.
There's a movement series experience, ceramics with Peter Scheer coming up. I mean, this is the exclusive Kaneko gallery tours. You've really kind of covering the gambit here. Make sure that whatever people find to be one of their favorite things with Kaneko, they have an opportunity to share that.
Yeah, even the ceramics with Peter Scherer, he's a wonderful friend of ours. He is a former studio assistant to June Kaneko. Brilliant guy, great to listen to and work with and talk to. We wanted to create an educational experience that was going to be fun. Ceramics is kind of our thing. It's our foundation. And it's one more thing that isn't really so much of, you know, of a full-blown party environment, but something that people can sit down, feel stimulated, have fun, have some great drinks and some great food along with a wonderful history lesson and ceramics lesson. And so we really are trying to provide a wide variety of experiences for people.
It sounds wonderful. He is Stefan Grote. He's the executive director of Kaneko. If you're looking for information on any of these events or anything about Kaneko, thekaneko.org. Thank you very much, Stefan. I appreciate you stopping in today.
Thanks so much, Mike. Take care, everybody.